Saudi Arabia is trying so hard to show the world how serious it is about doing better on human rights. Maybe the best example is the kingdom's decision to allow women to drive. But the recent arrests of activists in the country have raised concerns. It all started last weekend and has been going on since. Our own Shirin Jafari has been following the story. Shirin, how many people are we talking about in these arrests?
We are talking about at least 11 people. Most of them are women. We know that at least there are two men among them. One of them is an activist and the other is a lawyer. The latest update is that another activist has been arrested and three of the women have been released.
Okay, why these particular people? Why this group? And why is the Saudi leadership not happy with them?
Well, what's common among them is that they've all been involved in some form of activism in the past. Most of them have been pushing for the lifting of the driving ban, for example. They've also worked on putting an end to the guardianship laws.
Now, the guardianship laws, these are quite interesting and honestly quite oppressive, requires a male relative to make an important decision on behalf of women, for example, to travel or get a passport.
Yeah, and I want to tell you a story, Marco, that really shows what these activists have been working for and fighting against. This morning, I spoke with a woman. Her name is Moody Al-Jawani, and she's a women's rights activist from Saudi Arabia. She told me that 4 years ago, she came to study in the U.S. She was on a scholarship from the Saudi government. The Saudi government hands out scholarships like that very often. Then when she was on a break from school, she went back to Saudi to visit her family. And then her own family stopped her from leaving the country and coming back to the U.S.
They were not happy of how Americanized I become when I went to the United States. This is why they just canceled my scholarship. And then I was held against my will.
She says she couldn't leave for about 8 months, and she finally managed to trick her father to give back her passport, and she managed to make it back to the U.S. And when she got here, she had to start all over again. She said she didn't have any money. She wasn't able to finish her studies because her scholarship was canceled. And now she works for a HR department at a marketing company. And Marco, the activists who have been arrested recently in Saudi are trying to change rules like the ones that stopped women like Al-Jawani from leaving the country without the permission of a male family member.
And what is the official line about why these activists have been arrested?
Okay, so soon after the activists were taken in, pro-government outlets in Saudi started publishing their images on the front pages of their newspapers and on social media, and then they stamped these photos with a large red circle and the word traitor underneath, basically implying that these activists have been plotting against their own country and conspiring with foreign agents. And these are, in fact, the charges against these activists. Suspicious contact with foreign entities and plotting to undermine state security and stability.
Those sound kind of like vague charges. How serious are they?
They are vague, but they carry very serious sentences, sometimes up to 20 years in prison. That really worries activists' families and other human rights activists.
So what do these arrests and all these new moves mean for the image of Saudi? Because it wasn't so long ago that we saw the Crown Prince come to the United States and do this publicity tour, walking around the Google campus. He met these big shots in Silicon Valley and Washington. What are we to make of Saudi after these arrests?
Yeah, I put this question to Sarah Lee Whitson. She's the executive director of Human Rights Watch's Middle East and North Africa division. And she said, look, we shouldn't confuse the Crown Prince's visits abroad to what he does back home. When he's abroad, he's trying to sell an image. His message is, my country is modernizing, it's open for business, come invest in it. And he did roll out some reforms inside the kingdom. The driving ban, for example, is going to be lifted in a couple of weeks. There are movie theaters opening up. There was a fashion show. You know, women are allowed in stadiums. These are things that activists have been working on for decades. It was just mind-blowing to see all these changes happen so fast in Saudi. But Sarah Lee Whitson says that these recent arrests sent a really clear message.
By arresting these women and men, by punishing them so publicly, by accusing them of the worst offenses, it's really a massive warning sign to anyone else in the country who dares open their mouths. So are movie theaters going to open in the country? Yes. Are Saudis going to be allowed to discuss and debate the movies? No.
Wow. So what now, Sharon? I mean, what's being done to release these activists?
Human rights groups say they're following these cases very closely. The families of the activists are also trying to do what they can to get them out. I reached out to the Saudi embassy in Washington, D.C. and asked about these activists' arrests, but they never got back to me.
The world's Sharon Jafari. Thanks so much for telling us about this.
No problem, Marco.